This chapter is on the major histocompatibility complex. A lot of times when you think about this complex, you're primarily thinking about transplantation. And it's important in transplantation, but how many times have you already had a kidney in your life? You probably haven't had any kidneys. But how many times have you had infections in your life? Many times. So this system works on a daily basis in us to present antigens for destruction in our body, okay? The MHC complex is a highly polymorphic series of genes. They are class 1 and class 2 molecules. There is also some class 3 molecules, but we're really not going to be concerned with them. You can look and you can see the products that the class 3 molecules make. We are primarily concerned with the MHC genes. They are called HLA genes or HLA antigens, and they are found on chromosome 6. What is their purpose? Well, they enable T cells to recognize and to bind antigenic peptides. What did I tell you a minute ago about a T cell? Can a T cell recognize an extracellular floating product? No. It can only recognize products that are presented to them. So the presented products result in immune recognition by the T cells. Let's look first of all at what are the HLA antigen types. In the class 1, there is HLA-A, HLA-B, HLA-C. In the class 2, there is HLA-DP, HLA-DQ, and HLA-DR. The class 1 antigens are found on all nucleated cells. You know, that's nice. Because here this nucleated cell is, it's liable to get infected with a virus. That virus just didn't go to the cells that he does or doesn't like. He can go to anywhere. So we've got a nucleated cell or a platelet that has class 1 molecules. These bind peptides processed from proteins synthesized in the cell, and they are recognized by CD8 cytotoxic cells. So class 1 equals going together with what? CD8. Okay? Class 2 equals going together with CD4. Okay. In humans, there are three types of HLA genes, A, B, and C. Okay. The expression of these genes is codominant. It's codominant. That means that I got two A's from mama, I got an A from my mama and one from daddy. A B from mama, a B from daddy. A C from mama, a C from daddy. So how many HLA class 1 molecules do I have in me? I have 6. And where are they found? They're found in my nucleated cells. And what is their purpose? To present endogenous peptides to what kinds of cells? CD8 cells. I got an HLA B and C from maternal. I got an HLA B and C from paternal. The class 1 molecules, we're repeating this in this chart. You can see that. I want you to understand that these molecules are very polymorphic. That means there's lots of them. You know how many kinds of A's there are? 147. You know how many kinds of B's there are? 200. You know how many kinds of C's there are? There's 90. What is the chances in this room of anybody matching A, B, and C? None. You can see how we're so different and why it's so much trouble to accept a kidney or to find a graft that works, etc., etc. You must understand what polymorphism means. That means a whole bunch of different HLA types. You must understand what codominance means. That means the one you got from mama and the one you got from daddy are equal in dominance. One of them is not dominant over the other. Okay? Let's talk about the class 1 molecules a little bit. Here this class 1 molecule is. It consists of an alpha chain and a beta chain. The alpha chain has three domains. It has alpha 1, alpha 2, and alpha 3. The beta chain has a little bitty chain called a beta microglobulin. There is a transmembrane domain. Okay? Now, the workings of this molecule right here, what you need to know is on the bottom of this page and on the next page. The bottom of this page and the next page is what you need to know on this molecule. Proteins synthesized in the cell are degraded by proteases. These are passed through the TAP transporter, and freshly synthesized class 1 molecules pick up these peptides that came from viruses, intracellular organisms, or tumors. So what we have is we have a cell that is infected with a virus. We have some proteases that chop it up. Those little peptides pass through a TAP transporter into the endoplasmic reticulum. Now let's go to the next page. Here is a picture of what I just said then. Here is some viral peptides. They are chopped up. They pass through the TAP transporter. Here is the endoplasmic reticulum and what is being made in that endoplasmic reticulum. Class 1 molecules. It reacts with this peptide. This peptide is passed through the Golgi apparatus and it comes up to the surface of this cell. Now, what kind of cell comes along and recognizes this peptide? A CD8 lymphocyte comes along and recognizes it and it destroys. What is MHC restriction? MHC restriction is the restriction of class 1 molecules only reacting with CD8 molecules. Okay? Class 1 molecules only reacting with CD8 molecules. Now let's talk about class 2 molecules. Class 2 molecules are more restricted. They are only found on immune cells. Well, what are our immune cells? Well, B cells, T cells, macrophages, dendritic cells, Langerhans cells, any of the antigen-presenting cells contain class 2 molecules. Okay, now these proteins bind exogenous peptides. On the next page is the picture of this, and we'll be to that picture in just a minute. Watch me. Here this phagocytic cell is. Here this exogenous peptide is. It's phagocytized. This exogenous thing is phagocytized by these cells. It's taken in. It's chopped up, okay? And it is presented to CD4 cells. What is the terminology for class 2 molecules? They're called what? DR, DP, DQ. So that means I have 6 of those. 3 from mama, 3 from daddy. They are codominant. They are polymorphic. How many class molecules, class 2 molecules, are there in our body? I mean, in the population, excuse me. More than what? 500. What's the chances of us matching in this room? Almost none. So we got a whole bunch of class 1s and class 2 molecules. What is the major purpose on a day-to-day basis of class 1 and class 2 molecules? To present antigen. What is the purpose also of a class 1 and class 2 molecules? Is they have to be fairly matched when you get a transplant. Here is a class 2 molecule. Tell me what the class 2 molecule kind of looks like that we've already seen today. It's alpha chain, beta chain. Looks like a T cell receptor, doesn't it? Looks like a T cell receptor. Class 2 molecules, DP, DQ, DR. Where do you find them? Only on what? Immune cells. Monocytes, macrophages, B cells, dendritic cells, Langerhans cells. Here's this class 2 molecule. Proteins from the outside of these antigen-presenting cells are non-specifically endocytosed. In the vacuole, they are chopped up. They're chopped up into little peptides. The class 2 molecules are synthesized, and they will go and they will pick these peptides up and they will move up to the surface. When they are on the surface of the cell, what will come along and recognize them? A T helper CD4 cell. That is on the next page. Let's look carefully at this picture. Here is an exogenous antigen. It is taken in and it is chopped up. Do you remember this morning when I told you that we have an oxygen dependent and an oxygen independent phagocytic system? Can you tell me some of those chemicals in the oxygen dependent system that might chop it up? Hydrogen peroxide, superoxide, hydroxyl radicals, etc. Now, does that first picture fit a little bit better with your immunology background now? Okay. We're going to chop this up, and look what happened down here in the rough endoplasmic reticulum. We made a class 2 molecule. It moves up through the Golgi body. It gets up here and fuses with the lysosomal particle. And the class 2 molecule picks up this exogenous antigen that's been chopped up and presents it. And again, it presents it to a CD4 T helper cell. Now, this is a great summary. If you understand this table right here, you're not going to miss anything on the USMLE. This table is basically summarizing what these first 4 or 5 pages of this chapter said. It says HLA class 1s are found on all nucleated cells. They are recognized by CD8 cytotoxic cells. Where does the antigen come from? Exogenous or endogenous? Endogenous. Okay. What is the function of this type of cell? To eliminate a virus-infected or a tumor cell. Does HLA class 1 have a beta microglobulin? Yes. Class 2 molecules, DR, DP, DQ, B lymphocytes, monocytes, only immune cells, recognized by T helper CD4. What kind of antigen was this? Exogenous or endogenous antigen?
Exogenous.
It was exogenous. It is presented to foreign helper. It's the presenting of the antigen to a helper T cell.